Father, we confess that we are sinners and we ask for mercy and ask for forgiveness and ask for cleansing in Jesus' blood. Thank you that our Saviour died for us. He loved us and gave himself for us. Father, we know that there are great depths of corruption in our own hearts and we lament and mourn over this. And we ask again, Father, that you'd deliver us from evil, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And help us also to abstain from all appearance of evil, because we're so easily drawn aside, the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh, Lord. And we ask that we might walk closely with the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you'd forgive us for our many sins and cleanse us. And, oh, Father, we ask that we might shine as bright lights in this dark world full of sin. And this we ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Makareth. This is the devotion for May the 1st, abstain from all appearance of evil. Deuteronomy 14, verses 1 to 23. Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Spurgeon comments, see how the Lord honoured Israel. He spoke of their election, the Lord hath chosen thee, of their adoption, ye are the children of the Lord your God, and of their sanctification, thou art an holy people unto the Lord. These honours entail duties, and among them that of maintaining a distinction from the heathen round about them. They were not to imitate the superstition of their neighbours by disfiguring themselves or by any act indicative of excessive grief. Verse 3. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing, Spurgeon comments, manifestly disgusting and loathsome. Verse 4. These are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart, and the roebuck, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pegarg, or antelope, and the wild ox, and the chamois. And every beast that parteth the hoof, and cleaveth the cleft into two claws, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that ye shall eat. Nevertheless, ye shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney, for they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof, therefore they are unclean unto you. Spurgeon says, minute distinctions, God takes note of littles. Verse 8, and the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. Spurgeon says, by these regulations, the Jews were kept a separate people, for they could not partake in the feasts of the heathen, because some one or other of these unclean creatures would be brought to table. Moreover, the thoughtful Israelite would be daily reminded of sin by the presence of unclean creatures. Neither in his labours, his walks, or his rest could he be long observant without seeing the representatives of uncleanness, and so being reminded of his need to watch against sin. Verse 9. These ye shall eat of all that are in the waters, all that have fins and scales shall ye eat, and whatsoever have not fins and scales ye may not eat, it is unclean unto you. Spurgeon says, hence, even in their recreations by the river or voyages at sea, there were tests for their obedience, trials of their faith, and reminders that sin was in the world. Verse 11. Of all clean birds ye shall eat, but these are they of which ye shall not eat, the eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the gleed, and the kite, and the vulture after his kind, and every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the night hawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, the little owl, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat, and every creeping thing that flieth is unclean unto you. They shall not be eaten, but of all clean fowls ye may eat. Spurgeon says the air too had its warnings, its things to be avoided. Even thus in all places we are in danger of defilement. On the land, on the sea, and in the air, there are evils all around. There are snares everywhere. Snares tuck thy bed, and snares attend thy board. Snares watch thy thoughts, and snares attach thy word. Snares in thy quiet, snares in thy commotion. Snares in thy diet, snares in thy devotion. verse 21. Ye shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it unto an alien, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. Spurgeon says, because the blood had not been thoroughly separated from it, and it was ceremonially unclean, they might, however, sell it if foreigners cared to eat it. God requires his people to be more strict than others. Amusements and habits which might be tolerated in worldlings would be abominable in Christians. The Bible says, thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk, Spurgeon comments. It is unnatural to make the mother yield her milk for the seething of her own young, and God's people are to do nothing which should mar the delicacy and tenderness of their moral feelings. We are to be too sensitive to anything coarse, brutish and indelicate. Let young people be mindful of this. Amen.